Hey, Anke Herman, back again with another Daily Spark of Inspiration. Now, when I talk to somebody who wants to do something but for some reason doesn't really take the steps to actually get there, it often turns out that they're worried about what people will think. And, well, I can relate, but the thing I want to point out is that I don't think it's actually true. I think when people say I'm worried about what people think, what they're really worried about is being judged, being rejected, disappointing people. Because when people find out about me quitting my job, moving to Spain to start a sewing business, the reaction I often get is, oh, that's so inspiring. I wish I could do that. Or, wow, how courageous. I wish I had the balls to just throw in and start again. And if you imagine people's reaction like that, you don't worry about that. What you worry about is probably what I was worried about when I went into my boss's office to resign. And I thought, oh God, he's going to be really disappointed because we've just started the project. He's going to think I've totally lost the plot. I also was kind of worried what my parents would think because I thought they'd think, well, you know, she never gets her life together, yet another thing not finished and thrown in. And so that's the kind of things you worry about. That sense of rejection, that sense of disappointing somebody and not living up to somebody else's expectation. So, well, fair enough. The thing that really helps to remember, though, is that we can't ever know what people are going to think. How many times have you had an uncomfortable conversation that you've put off for ages, and when you had it and told what you had to say and they go, all right. How many times? Or even the other way around, when you thought you really do somebody a favor and they get pissed off and you didn't see it coming. So what I'm saying, we can't ever know what somebody's going to think, because what they're going to think and what they're going to say has a lot more to do with what's going on in their world than it has with you. And the other thing that we often forget is that other people don't really spend all that much time thinking about us and what we'll do and what we won't do. And they're busy in their own world thinking about themselves. So I'm not saying that you should totally ignore what other people say, but I am saying that the voice you should listen to first and give the most weight is your own intuition. That's the guide that's worth following always. So next time you're worried about what other people will think, just think again. See you tomorrow.